Welcome back to Eco Talk. We're in conversation with Vivian Chang and Van Jones. They are two of the, about a handful of principals behind World Environment Day. I mean, there's many people working to organize it, but they have been instrumental in creating a really substantive social equity and environmental justice track. And we're going to ask Vivian a question in just a moment, but I just want to make sure that we get a little bit of a description from Van about the organization that you started about a decade ago, the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, because I think that's a model for the nation.
Sure. Well, we created this human rights organization. We were primarily were concerned with police violence and police brutality and the fact that there were very few legal resources available to people. So I had just gotten out of law school and wanted to make a difference. And when we started working on the question of police-community relations, we realized that there was bigger problems in the community around it: incarceration, schools being underfunded, prisons being overfunded. And then driving a lot of that was joblessness and a whole...
Hopelessness.
So what we wanted to be able to do now, and you know, being involved in this conference, is to put forward a vision of hope for urban politics.
And who is Ella Baker?
Ella Baker is an unsung civil rights heroine. She's helped Dr. King set up his organization. She was the godmother of the Freedom Riders and the sit-in students and the people who did the Mississippi Freedom Summer Drive. She's an amazing unsung heroine.
So still alive?
No, she died in the mid-80s and left an incredible legacy. John Lewis, who's in Congress right now, says he owes everything. He learned everything he learned about politics from her.
Good for you for keeping her memory and work alive.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
So, Vivian, you also work, as Van does, in the communities where you can have conversations one-on-one or in meetings, all kinds of different settings. What do you find is most effective in terms of wake-up call to action?
Mm-hmm. I think there is a myth out there that low-income communities and communities of color have no relationship to the environment. And I think part of what Van and I are here to say today is that the concept of fighting for an alternative vision, the kind that we're putting forward today, is very real, and it's something that a lot of people feel deeply in their hearts. Maybe just to share a story with you, about a year and a half ago, so our organization, sorry, let me take a step back. Our organization, the heart of our work is really about bringing people together that are most impacted by the environmental problems that we see every day in the community, in the neighborhood, and in the workplace, developing their leadership and their vision to put forward a proactive vision and to take action to make it happen. About a year and a half ago, we discovered that there was a plot of land, 62 acres of what was considered currently 62 acres of contaminated Portland. And this was the largest stretch of waterfront that the city of Oakland has, and they were poised to turn it over to the hands of a private developer. Now, when we started to talk with the community about this, and we said, look, what do you see here right now? What do you want this to be? Mm. And there were, I can't tell you how many one-on-one conversations we had, how many community meetings that we had with folks that were out of jobs, who were searching for jobs, who were being in the process of being evicted, folks that were dealing with life crisis, and yet being able to see through that crisis and be able to say, we have an incredible opportunity to make this into a development and a project that all of Oakland can be proud of. And that was then the push and the vision that several organizations came together to form a coalition called the Oak to Ninth Coalition.
And I'm speaking with Vivian Chang. She is the executive director of a group called APEN, that stands for Asian Pacific Environmental Network. And during the break, you were both talking about how, and I've certainly heard this argument before, that the established environmental movement is comprised mostly of middle to upper income white people who I suppose have the luxury to be concerned about our environment, but that concern has not gotten us to where we need to go, even if that's mostly what it is comprised of. Perhaps the message just has not been tailored to get through to people of all colors and economic situations.
I mean, I would almost put it in the reverse, that the environmental concerns that Vivian is talking about, where you have people who are living with the consequences of this highly toxic, highly poisonous, highly polluting, highly consuming, highly wasteful society. They live with it every day.
Living downstream
and living, you know, where in the communities that get dumped on to support this kind of lifestyle. That should be the center of our environmental understanding, that it shouldn't be the white affluent groups trying to, quote-unquote, reach out to and educate us. In fact, it should be the reverse, that those of us who are living on a daily basis with the impacts in our families and our own bodies, we should be the people who are doing the educating and moving a vision, both in terms of helping people understand what the real problems are, because they often aren't what they look like from a more affluent position, but also what are the solutions that are really worth going for. The solutions that are really worth going for will bring down the level of poison, bring down the level of toxics, but also bring up the level of social opportunity, in other words, green-collar jobs, transforming industry. So when Vivian is talking about, we're creating products, we use them every day, we're so happy to have them, where they're being made, they're killing people. We need to be investing in new technologies that are clean, that create good jobs for people, good products, good services, but don't poison neighborhoods and don't poison people. That's an urban environmental vision that is just now coming into its own.
EcoTalk always likes to focus on what individuals who are moved in this conversation to do something about it, what can they do? I think you should start an organization and, you know, go up against the Sierra Club and NRDC and start raising a lot of money for this environmental movement.
Well, I love the Sierra Club and I love the NRDC and I appreciate everything that they've done, and I think that we need more bridges and fewer walls. I'm not interested in politics of confrontation. I'm interested in politics of solidarity with all the people in the country who are concerned about the direction of the country.
Do you need funding? I mean, if people really are somebody,
yes,
that they want to do something, where should they send checks to? I'm giving you a chance to plug in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. You can go to both of our websites. For APEN, it's www.apen4ej.org, and the Ella Baker Center
is ellabakercenter.org. That's ellabakercenter.org.
And if you'd like to find out more about the guests on today's show and the topics we're exploring, go to our blog site. That is www.ecotalkblog.com. Also our website, which is www.ecotalk.net. Vivian Chang, Van Jones, I hope we all have a successful World Environment Day. 5 Green Days taking place June 1st to June 5th. Thanks for joining us.
How much is too much and how much longer?